Republicans in the American Senate deployed a filibuster to obstruct a wide-ranging bill that seeks to shore up voting rights, known as the For the People Act. The Democrats may now turn to a compromise bill put forward by Joe Manchin, a Democratic senator from West Virginia. Eric Adams led the count in New York City's Democratic primary for mayor. Mr. Adams, who vowed during his campaign to fight crime, fell short of 50% of the vote, so the election will be decided by a new ranked choice system. Carl Nassib became the first ever regular player in America's National Football League to declare that he is gay. Mr. Nassib, who's 28, plays for the Las Vegas Raiders. Joe Biden signed a law making Juneteenth, which commemorates the end of slavery, a new federal holiday in America. A British naval vessel entered what Russia claims as its waters off Crimea. Britain, like most countries, regards Russia's seizure of Crimea from Ukraine in 2014 as illegal. Russia said it had fired warning shots and dropped bombs to scare off the British ship. The British government said, in fact, Russia had carried out a routine gunnery exercise. French voters delivered a rebuke to President Emmanuel Macron in the first round of regional elections. His party, La République En Marche, came a humiliating fifth. The result was also bad for his probable presidential rival next year, Marine Le Pen, an anti-immigrant populist. Nine Catalan politicians jailed for their part in organizing an illegal independence referendum in 2017 walked free after the Spanish Prime Minister gave them conditional pardons in the hope of improving relations with Catalonia and moving towards a solution to a decade-long dispute.